Okay. Can everybody hear me? Okay. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's also the continuation, if you will, of the goodbye or the farewell narrative of our Lord Jesus Christ to his closest friends. We know them as the apostles. And they're gathered, and he's told them he's going away, and it's getting close to the end of the 40 days prior to the ascension. We heard last week he told them he was leaving and gave them directions. Once again, he gives them directions, but he gives them something more. He gives them a level of comfort that they're not going to be alone. You know how it is when you leave someone and there's always a feeling that you may not see them again, or they'll be distanced from you and they'll forget about you. What Jesus is saying, not only am I not going to forget about you, but I am going to make certain that you have what is necessary to do what I've asked you to do. And the question for us really is twofold. Number one, what did Jesus ask the apostles to do? All we have to do is look at Matthew 28, 18 through 20 to know that he tells them to go out into the world and preach the good news. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then teach them to obey everything that he had taught. That's heavy work. And the other thing he's going to ask them to do is be patient and wait for what he's about to give them. You see, we have made in the church, unfortunately, we have made the Holy Spirit this acting agent that somehow is supposed to give us an emotional high. Supposed to give us something that is almost surreal. But that is not what the Holy Spirit is intended to do. It's much deeper than that. Much more universal than that. And so we need to look this morning at Christ's narrative on this particular Sunday and what he tells them. And he tells them, I'm leaving. But I'm not going to leave you alone. Might be like an older brother or a father or a teacher who is going to send their students out and say, I know you're going to have difficulty, but let me let you know that what I've taught you is going to be there to support you, to guide you, and to nurture you. Except he tells them that he's going to send the comforter. The Greek word is the paraclete, the advocate, the one who will be there in his stead. He tells them it's good I'm going away, because if I don't, I can't send the paraclete. So we need to ask ourselves this morning, what are the four things that the Holy Spirit does? He's very clear about what they do. He's very clear later on in the Gospel of John. He's clear in Matthew what they do, what the Holy Spirit does. If we listen to the Nicene Creed that we just said, we say that he proceeds from the Father and the Son. He's not an acting individual agent. He only works and only acts on the behest of the Father and the Son. It's part of the Trinity that is unified. We need to understand that and follow that. And so what is the first thing that the Holy Spirit does? The first thing the Holy Spirit does is convicts. Convicts the world of sin. And when we say sin, it's not wagging their finger at somebody and saying, you're bad. The Holy Spirit convicts the world that they are separated from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the separation of sin really does separate us from God. Jesus came to reconcile all of mankind back to the Father, and it is the sin that separates them from the Father. And so the Holy Spirit's job is to convict. The Holy Spirit's job is to also judge those who have decided to turn against God. It's kind of like a warning signal that how many of you have in your dash, you know, you have that service light that comes on? So the Holy Spirit is kind of like, for those who have gotten far away from God, that light that says you need to come back. You're too far away. You're out of contact. Come back. And the third thing is that in understand that he's to judge. And judge those in their heart and in their mind and their spirit that have turned against God. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does is guide us. And the question is, well, what do you mean guide us? Well, it's kind of like that voice, and I've heard this all my life. There's a voice somewhere inside you that tells you that you shouldn't be doing that. If we are baptized in Christ, if we have died with him, if we have been raised with him, the Holy Spirit abides in us. You remember that part of the baptism? You are marked and sealed as Christ's own forever. And so consequently, the Holy Spirit resides in us and will constantly guide us as to where we should go and what we should do. We're going to pray for Bishop Emmanuel in a few minutes. A few years ago, I picked up Bishop Emmanuel in the godly town of Talladega, and we drove back from Talladega back to Georgia, and about halfway through there, we were going to make a turn, and my GPS said, in a mile and a half, make a right-hand turn on so-and-so highway. They don't have that in Rwanda. And so Emmanuel looked at me and he said, oh, brother, how does it know? And we drove about another 2 miles down the road and he said, but brother, the question is, why do we listen? And why do we listen to it more than we do our Lord? And so you see, the Holy Spirit is first to convict, convince, cajole, bring us back to center, to guide us in wisdom and knowledge, not to do the things that we shouldn't do. We know when we get off of the road. We know when we get off of the path. We know when we hit the bumpers. The Holy Spirit tells us. The other thing is that the Holy Spirit will do always is glorify God. And it leads us to do anything that glorifies God. And the last thing that the Holy Spirit does is claim God's children for God. Kind of keep them in the fold. The Holy Spirit is the active shepherd that keeps the children of God in the midst and in the purview of Christ. So, you see, the Holy Spirit is the acting agent of the Father and the Son. It's the way we understand the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the acting agent in our life. But it begs this question. How do we view the Holy Spirit? Do we pay attention to the Holy Spirit? Do we expect that the Holy Spirit will guide us into whatever would glorify God? And do we not understand that we are not alone, that we are God's children, and the Holy Spirit will always remind us that we are loved beyond our comprehension, beyond anything we could ever expect? And we are truly desired by God. And so it's the Holy Spirit's job to bring us back. So the question for us this morning is, do we listen to the world? Someone asked me, I think this past week, have I watched the latest episode of Chosen? And my response is, no, I don't watch it. I read Scripture, and I let the Holy Spirit speak to me. We in this culture spend a lot of time listening to everyone else except the Holy Spirit. We spend a lot of time reading everybody else's words except the words of God, and in those words, the Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us. If you've never had the experience, I hope you have it soon. If you have a passage that you read quite often, and if you read the lectionary, that will be the case. And particularly for clergy, as we read the lectionary, the wonderful thing about it is the lectionary speaks to the context of the day through the Holy Spirit if we allow ourselves to listen. And that's the same for all of us. As we say our daily prayers, as we read the scripture, that is when the Holy Spirit can speak to us. Always remember that Holy Scripture is divinely inspired written words, but it comes the Word of God when we read, mark, inwardly digest it, and we allow the Holy Spirit to edify it in our heart and our souls. That's the Holy Spirit's job. And may the Holy Spirit always convict us that we're not good people, that we are broken and sinful people, that we are made right only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the fact that He has claimed us as His own. That conviction keeps us close to Christ. And so I urge you this morning to remember the purpose of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is designed to be like letters from home. Letters from home that remind you that mom and dad love you. That mom and dad will always love you. Even when you fall down, they're there to correct and guide you and lead you. But they still love you. And they'll always welcome you home. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have been marked and sealed as Christ on forever, and that we will one day be gathered and welcomed home. On this day, may you hear the words of our Lord's farewell to His apostles, because they're the words to us as well. And may you truly and earnestly seek the Holy Spirit in your life, that you might be convicted, you might be guided, that you might, with everything you do, glorify God, and that you might be gathered closer to Him and those that are in Him.